The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came out of his blessed home. And Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu stepped forward and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my father and mother be sacrificed upon you. Signs of happiness are apparent on your blessed face today. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Jibreel alayhi salam just came to me and said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever recites durood once upon you, Allah azza wa jal will write 10 good deeds for him, forgive his 10 sins and raise his 10 ranks. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, once again with the new episode of Silsila Rights in Islam, I am with you. Our today's topic is Rights of Husband. What are the rights of husband and what is the importance of husband in life of a woman? You can judge by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, if I were to command anyone to make sajda before another human being, I would command women to make sajda before their husbands. And that is because of that special right over them which has been given to husband by Allah azza wa jal. As for the rights of husbands are concerned, so the very first right, and which is first and foremost and most important, is this, that a woman should give her husband the respect that is his due, and she should obey him and take care of him. When I say that a wife should obey her husband, so then it means that she should obey him within the limits of Sharia. There are some ahadith mubarakah which tell us importance of obeying the husbands. Our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if a woman prays her 5 daily prayers and fasts her month of Ramadan, obeys her husband and guards her chastity, then it will be said to her, enter paradise by whichever of its gates you wish. Now another right of the husband is that a wife must be eager to please her husband, and she should try her level best and dear herself to him. A true Muslim wife is all the time trying to please her husband. How can a wife please her husband? By speaking in a good way and then using the kind words. And then the most important thing is that when you are obeying your husband, I would like to share my own personal experience. An elderly woman passed away in my area in Karachi. So her husband came to me, and then he told me that I am very pleased with your chachi, meaning the deceased woman who passed away. I'm very pleased with your auntie. I asked him, what is the reason that you are very pleased with her? He said, I remember that she was very obedient to me, and she always tried to please me. And her obedience and her struggle to please me was to that extent that one day her brother came, and he wanted to take her with him. So when I came at home and I heard that she is going, so I didn't like this thing, that how can she go? I'm in need of her. So she realized that I am in need of her. And when she saw my expressions, now she realized that I didn't want her to go with her brother. So that time she went to her brother and she told him that now there is an important piece of work. There are some things very important at my home, and now I can't go with you, so I'm sorry. So I realized that why she does not want to go with her brother. The reason is that she has realized and she has come to know that I don't want her to go with her brother. So your chachi was like this. So that time, that story proved to be very impressive for me. And this story told me that if a woman wants to please her husband, she must know what are those things which make him happy and what are those things which make him unhappy. So I still remember this story, and whenever I recall this story, I remind myself of one point, and that is that wife is a successful wife who is able to realize what are those things which her husband likes and what are those things which her husband does not like at all. Then there is another right of husband, and that is that a wife should not disclose secrets of her husband at all. Sometimes it happens that when a wife is sitting with her female friends and she feels very free and she is very frank with her, so she starts disclosing and opening the secrets which she should not. In this regard, there is a hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says that among the worst type of people in the sight of Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment is a man who enjoys his wife's intimate company and she enjoys his intimate company. Then one of them goes and discloses the secret of the other. So it means that we must be very careful when we are talking about our relations with our friends, because it is not allowed for a woman to disclose the secrets of her husband. Then another thing which a woman must keep in her mind, and that is that she should encourage her husband to spend for sake of Allah Almighty. The alert Muslim woman always wants goodness and she wants success of her husband in this world and in hereafter. So now, as for the spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla is concerned, so there are different ways. She should encourage him to spend in masjid, in Madani Qafila, and whatever other things which Sharia commands us to spend in. When one wants to spend something in path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sometimes it happens that his wife, she proves a hurdle in that way. And she forbids him, and then she, scares him that if you spend this much amount of money, you are going to be in trouble in future. So have your trust in Allah Almighty and then encourage them. don't forbid them spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if he wants to spend something in masjid, if he wants to contribute something with Madani Qafila or any other thing. Sometimes, as I have experienced, some wives, they forbid their husbands even from going to Hajj. So Ma'ad Allah Azza wa Jal, if Hajj has become farz and all the conditions are found, then it is necessary for him to go for Hajj. Then another right of the husband is that his wife should help him in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, and she should encourage him to good deeds. Now there are different forms of obedience to Allah Almighty, from salah to reading Quran. Sometimes what happens that a husband is very lazy in offering salah. So now it is duty of his wife that she should encourage him. She should tell him the fazails of salah, and she should make his mind to be punctual in salahs. There is a hadith mubarak in which Aqad Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, may Allah azza wa jal have mercy on the man who gets up at night to pray and wakes up his wife to pray. And if she refuses, he sprinkles water in her face. And may Allah azza wa jal have mercy on the woman who gets up at night to pray and wakes her husband up to pray. And if he refuses, she sprinkles water in his face. Now imagine the house, that wife is very punctual in her salahs, and now she is waking up her husband for salah. And then, or if wife is lazy, now her husband is waking her up for salah. And then according to the hadith mubarakah, sometimes he sprinkles water on her face, or she sprinkles water on his face. So in this kind of environment, when you are obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, believe me, your home is going to become full of peace, and you will enjoy the real delight of married life, and then you will enjoy the real taste and sweetness of Islam. Now, helping your husband in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, it means that if you think that your husband is weak in recitation of Quran, you should make his mind to go for learning Quran. And as Dawat-e-Islami has Madrasatul Madina Balighan, in which our Muballighin, they teach those adult people who were not able to read Quran in their childhood. So, and they teach them salahs. And when I say that woman should help her husband in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, so it means that, for example, if she feels that her husband is not able to read Quran properly, so now she should make her mind to go to Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Madrasatul Madina Balighan means, in Dawat-e-Islami, our Muballighin, they teach Quran-e-Kareem to those people who are adult and they cannot go and sit with other children for reading. And if she feels that her husband doesn't know much about Islam, then there is Madani Qafila set up as well, in which hundreds and thousands of people, they travel and then they learn the basics of Islam. Then another right, that a woman must try to fill her husband's heart with happiness and joy. It means that whenever she finds that my husband is in need of me, she should go forward and then she should present herself in a way that her husband gets pleased with him. There are many ways and different methods to please him. Now, for example, mostly what happens that it is husbands who buy something and give it to their wives. But if it is possible for a wife, she should buy something and then she should gift him something as a surprise. Then there are many other ways as well. If you have the desire to please your husband, you will easily find all these ways. A wife must be very careful that she should not look at other men other than her husband. She should always remain inside the parda. Sometimes it proves very disastrous, and sometimes what happens that a very happy home destroys just because of not doing parda. When you are not doing parda, so possibly sometimes it will happen that your husband will have some suspicion about your loyalty, and then that suspicion will become such a big fitna and trouble for you. Sometimes the situation becomes so worse that husband makes his mind to divorce that type of woman. And when I say parda, so must be careful. According to Islam, there is parda between a woman and her devar. Now devar means brother of husband. Sometimes some women, they do parda from other ghair mahram, but they don't know that devar is also ghair mahram, and it is compulsory for a woman, bhabi or sister-in-law, to do parda from her devar. And if you want to know more about parda in detail, then you should read a book published by Maktabatul Madina, Parde ke bare mein sawal o jawab. Be tolerant of your husband and forgive his faults. I think this is the most difficult thing in our times. Sometimes it happens that there is a fight going on between husband and wife. Now at that time, a wife must control her tongue. Because if that time, woman, out of emotions, she starts demanding that if you don't want to live with me, you give me talaq. And as we have experienced, most of the time it happens that when you are inciting your husband to give you talaq, so he, because of the anger, he is not able to realize that what are the harms of talaq. He utters the words of talaq and then talaq takes place. So it is very critical moment. I would request all my sisters that at that time do not argue. Keep quiet and don't demand talaq, and don't say even these type of words that if you don't want to live with me, set me free. Because in some situations, these words, they also prove as talaq. Then it is also duty of a wife that she should create an atmosphere of peace and tranquility for her husband. Sometimes it happens that as your husband comes inside the home, you start complaining that your mother did this thing, your sister did this thing with me, your child did this thing happened or that thing happened. So now, most of the time, men are very tired. When they come, when they leave their offices or their business and they come to home, they think that as we will reach home, we will have a very peaceful environment and we will be able to relax. But now what happens if he enters and you start complaining and telling him everything? So you are destroying his peace, and then he gets irritated, and then that irritation leads to sometimes a very big fight. And if it is possible, if there is any complaint, make sabr. The most difficult thing in life of a wife is to make sabr on those places where she has opportunity to incite her husband to do something wrong or to fight with her mother-in-law or with her sister-in-law. Then at the end, I would like to draw your attention towards very important matter, and that proves sometimes very sensitive as well. And that is, being a wife, it is compulsory for you to please your husband it is also compulsory for you to please the very close relatives of your husband. For example, your mother-in-law. Most of the time, sons, they are very sensitive in the matter of their mother. And if you are rude to your mother-in-law, it proves sometimes very disastrous. And sometimes it becomes a weak point for you that you are not able to please your mother-in-law and your sister-in-laws. Sometimes, then don't talk back. Don't argue with your mother-in-law. I heard some pious people saying that if your mother-in-law asks you, who put that plate that side? You mustn't say that I didn't do this thing. You should go pick that plate up and put it on its proper place. If she says that, who left that door fridge open? Don't talk back and argue, no, I didn't do this thing. Maybe it was your son. Maybe it was your sister. Maybe it was your daughter. Stand up quietly, go, close the fridge door and come back. So this is the best solution to avoid small fights and problems which become big issues for us in our life. And then I think in this regard, if you listen to the Bapa Jan's bayan, Ghar Aman Ka Ghewara Kaise Bane, and it is also available in form of booklet as well. So I hope, inshallah, if you listen to this bayan and if you read this booklet, inshallah, your home will really become Aman Ka Ghewara. And at the end, I would like to share with you few advices which are given by a very popular scholar, Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, in his very famous book, Jannati Zewar. If it is possible and you can read Urdu, so I request all of you, that all sisters and especially wives, they must buy this book and they should read it. Because this book by the name Jannati Zewar is specially written for women. He writes that best wife is she who obeys her husband. And best wife is she who does not try to find faults in her husband. But she is all the time looking for some good qualities in her husband. And she who takes troubles on herself and tries to provide relaxation and peace to her husband. And best wife is she who remains inside the parda and guards the honor of her husband. At the end, the best wife is she who is very dear to even her in-laws. May Allah Almighty give us tawfiq to be practicing Muslim. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Blessing from Rabbul Alameen, the blessing from Rabbul Alameen.